Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Pfizer and I believe the FDA has now expanded the use of boosters for kids down to, or teenagers, to 16. The Pfizer vaccine is the only option right now for anyone under 18 years old. And so even though the younger kids have just been, I apologize, I have to sneeze. My God, oh, there you go. See, as soon as I say sneeze, I don't have to sneeze. You guys have to teach me those tricks where a sneeze is coming on and there's like an acupressure point and you can hit it. It's ridiculous because otherwise I have to like stop for 10 minutes to wait for that sneeze to come. But as the Pfizer vaccine is the only one that's opened up to those under 18, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson still have not had approval. The emergency authorization of vaccination for 12 to 16 and then from 5 to 16 has been evolving throughout the year. But boosters are now being available because Pfizer was available to those 16 and up early on in the pandemic. Because people are going, wait a second, why are we doing boosters if it just got approved for kids? It's for those over 6 months in terms of their previous shot. And I know some of you guys are like, this is just making my head roll. I get it. It's a very, very confusing time. It's a lot of vaccines, a lot of mixed messaging on what the vaccines were supposed to do and why we took them. But I'm here to give you the news. And right now, the Pfizer vaccine is now approved for those over 16 years old for their booster. They say the U.S. and many other nations have been urging adults to get booster shots to pump up immunity that can wane months after vaccination, which we all predicted. Calls intensified when we have the more infectious Omicron variant. Even though preliminary data is appearing to show that Omicron seems to be milder in vaccinated individuals, we can't officially say if the vaccine gets the credit or if is it just a weaker variant. A lot of health officials say it's a weaker variant from Delta because unvaccinated people aren't being hospitalized to the same degree. But in Africa, they are seeing more hospitalizations. And I'm here to just kind of give you guys the facts as much as I can, and then I throw in my opinion, and you guys will get my opinion. So, according to Fox News, the FDA gave emergency authorization today for 16 and 17-year-olds to get the third dose of the vaccine made by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech if it's been 6 months since the last shot. According to Dr. Janet Woodcock, acting FDA commissioner, said vaccination and getting a booster when eligible, along with other preventative measures like masking and avoiding large crowds and poorly ventilated spaces, remain our most effective methods. And now, the CDC has to formally approve it. But I'm telling you right now, people are already getting their booster. They got their booster before the FDA approved it because, again, these companies get paid every time they give a shot, and people want the shots, and it looks like it's going to get approved. So those, a lot of people got access to the shots before it was even approved. But we're being told, hold your horses until CDC says it's good to go. So, you know, I get it. It's a little frustrating because Pfizer is a very, very big entity. They're a very powerful pharmaceutical company. I'm a fan of the pharmaceutical company because I love the fact that we have Viagra and Z-Pax and Lipitor and Norvasc and Zoloft and Zyrtec and a bunch of the medications that they made. I've been a big fan, you know, at a lot of the products that came out. Caduit, but you know, people are very skeptical about where are we going with these boosters, where are we going with these shots. And everybody keeps asking, are boosters going to be mandated? My fear is yes. And I've told you guys this early on. The verbiage of the, if you're fully vaccinated, you get to go into the stadium or you get to go to into the restaurant and all that. It's fully vaccinated. That's the terminology they use. They don't say if you have immunity, because then otherwise somebody with natural immunity will say, well, here's my antibodies. No. They say fully vaccinated. Most of these mandates, these rules, these random rules that don't make a lot of sense, say you need to be, quote, fully vaccinated. Now, another thing we need to think about is by fully vaccinated, it usually says fully vaccinated for COVID, but look at how everybody lost their mind with measles and some outbreaks that happened even in those who were vaccinated. So you almost wonder if it's just a hop, skip, and a jump for them to say, we want to know you are fully vaccinated to it all. To hepatitis, to MMR, to flu, to everything. So, you know, I keep getting asked, have I gotten my booster yet? I haven't gotten my booster shot yet. But my reasoning for not getting the booster is a little different. The problem I have is because I just had surgery and I have these follow-up visits and, you know, I have to, you know, get my follow-up blood work and things like that. When I go in to do my testing or to see my doctors, they always check my temperature. And when I got the booster, the first time around and the second time around, I got a fever. And I know this might not make a lot of sense to people, but for me, I just can't have anything mess up my follow-up visits with the doctor. And I know I don't want to get COVID and have that mess it up either, but I'm going to have too difficult a time trying to explain to everybody that my fever is probably from the vaccine and not because I'm sick. But there's no way to tell that. So I have, you know, a lot of doctors kind of watching to see if my recovery from my surgery is fine and I'm not having any issues. I just don't want to complicate that having a vaccine that I have a mild reaction to. Eventually, I will get the booster. Why? Well, because I think it did boost our immunity. I think we are going to, unless Omicron displaces Delta, we are going to continue to have COVID. And I get my yearly flu shots, so I'm going to get my yearly COVID shots. But I'm thinking about waiting for me, again, until my surgery and until we see what's happening with the mandates. Looks like the mandates are really, you know, falling off the legal bench because they just don't hold water. But if they do start to say you're not vaccinated because you got vaccinated last year and it's 2022, I'll get my booster. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some interesting developments in the legal world. Right now, Jussie Smollett is waiting for jury deliberations, as I think they concluded their first day. Not sure why it's going to take them that long to figure this one out. This was a very strange case where Jussie Smollett, very gifted actor, talented actor and singer, somehow said a couple years back that he was a part of a hate crime. He was beat up by people who were Trump supporters and were wearing MAGA hats and saying this is MAGA country, and then allegedly put a noose around him. And when we heard this, it was just, it was frightening, because any hate crime is something that this country will never stand for. But I'm like, wait a second, most people that do hate crimes won't sit there and wear a hat with political ideology. It just doesn't, that's a little, yeah, I mean, you know, most people doing crimes or doing hate crimes or whatever, they might have a tattoo on them or something like that, but are they really going to dress up in fan gear? You know, I mean, like, you know, maybe you'll go to a football game and you'll say, yeah, a Packers fan beat me up. Well, it's because they're wearing a Packers jersey during the game. But you don't really see people wear Trump clothing. It just to me didn't make a lot of sense. Just like I'm still kind of curious about when President Trump was elected, and there were these fake pipe bombs sent to a whole bunch of Democratic legislators, and then we hear in the news, oh, they found the guy, and he had a van that had all these Trump stickers and Republican stickers on them. And I guess the stickers looked very, very new, like they were just recently put on. And it just kind of sounds weird, like, so somebody decides to decorate their van and then go and do this in a matter of hours or days. You just kind of wonder. So obviously, Jussie Smollett ends up in court now, facing charges for the alleged hate crime hoax. His fate now is in the hands of the jury. It's been about 2 weeks of court proceedings. There were a lot of interesting things that came out of it, including Don Lemon from CNN, his role in terms of warning Jussie Smollett that the cops might not be believing this. And again, in certain, you know, I get that people are friends and they have family, just like Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, but when you are using your role and you are using work, advantages and perks, that puts you in ethical compromise. So we'll see what happens to Don Lemon for that. So initial charges were brought in February 2019, accusing the former Empire actor of faking the assault. Those then were tossed out. And immediately they're like, no, that didn't happen. But then in February 2020, a special prosecutor looked into the case, and then a new six-count indictment was filed. So Jussie Smollett is 39 years old. He's charged under Illinois' disorderly conduct statute, which encompasses a wide range of offenses, from making prank 911 calls to, you know, harassing or trying to pretend to be a debt collectors. There's this whole wide range of charges that could fall under that. So it falls under a subsection of the law that prohibits false reports to police. Some states don't categorize false police reports as disorderly conduct. They could categorize as something else. So he's accused of orchestrating a fake hate crime against himself near his apartment in Chicago. Apparently 2 a.m. on the night in question, he was walking home from a Subway sandwich shop. He said two men attacked him while yelling racial and homophobic slurs at him. Police determined, though, that the two men were Abimbola and Olabingo Osundario, who Smollett knew from working with them on Empire. The brothers testified that Smollett paid and instructed them on how he wanted them to carry out the attack, but he denies ever working with them on anything but personal fitness training. So there's actually four felonies with this. The convictions, I guess these aren't the most serious felonies, of course, in Illinois, but he's being tried right now in Chicago. And the convictions could still carry potential prison time of up to 3 years. If juries convict him, his lack of criminal history and the fact that nobody really was hurt, he's not going to go to jail, so I'm not concerned about that. It's more likely a judge would probably sentence him to probation. He might have to perform community service. You know, he's not a threat to others, so I definitely don't see him going to jail for that. But it's one of those things where you cannot, if you're guilty, be trying to implicate. I wonder if actually President Trump might even have a defamation suit against him, because you can't sit here and say, oh yeah, somebody was a supporter, somebody was screaming this is MAGA country, and trying to link it to a politician. So it'll be interesting. But right now, Smollett faces 6 counts of disorderly conduct, and the fact that he lied to the police, there will be some consequences with that. So we'll keep you posted. In the meantime, Josh Duggar has been found guilty on 2 counts of downloading and possessing the, quote, worst of the worst child porn. He faces 40 years in jail. Now, Josh Duggar, if I'm pronouncing Duggar, all right, he was, I guess, a reality TV show with a bunch of kids, and I never watched it. But he faces now decades in prison because he had downloaded this vile trove of, quote, the worst of the worst child porn. Jurors returned guilty verdicts Thursday on charges of possessing child pornography and receipt of child pornography, both punishable by 20 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. A week-long federal trial in Fayetteville, Arkansas, heard how 33-year-old Duggar, who was the star of TLC's 19 Kids and Counting, used his considerable tech skills to scour the dark web for videos of little girls being tortured, humiliated, and abused. I hope they find also the people abusing the trafficking industry in this world is horrific, and because nobody sees it, nobody talks about it. It's not as sexy as talking about, you know, politicians and all the other stuff. But I mean, I'm just as disturbed, not only that he watched this, but that this stuff exists. And is anybody going after? I'm sure they are, but I don't know if they're finding him. So this warped cache of stuff titled Daisy's Destruction, Pedo Mom, Play Tot Sweetie, so disturbing that one of the FBI child exploitation investigators said it was in the top 5 of the worst I've ever had to examine. Now, I guess in closing arguments, the government ridiculed the fantasy claim of Duggar's lawyer saying a high-level hacker could have remotely accessed the reality star's computer to troll for the sick material. So he's saying he was hacked and it was somebody else. Assistant U.S. Attorney Carly Marshall recalled that Duggar told the FBI in November 2019 when they raided his car, what's this all about? Has someone been downloading child porn? And he goes, nobody had mentioned child porn. So why did he bring it up? So he brought it up, and that led them to look. Then the court heard that he further admitted to the FBI that day that he was familiar with the sort of sophisticated peer-to-peer dark web software that was key to the case. He had installed on all 3 devices on his workshop, desktop, MacBook Pro, iPhone 11. So he also installed a secret second operating system on the HP that he could only access via the same password he used for his internet banking. So apparently, there's this secret divide code known as the Linux partition. Duggar said to have downloaded and viewed the images of it on this. Then I don't want to go into all the detail, but you know, this is just some sick stuff. And people always ask, how do people interested in this stuff, how do they even, I guess, live? What could be in their sick mind? And it's very difficult to say, because people have fetishes, and they have a whole range of fetishes. And some of these fetishes are looked upon as, okay, nobody really, you know, okay, you're into teddy bears, or you're into garden hoses, or you're into Pixar fleshlights, which kind of, I really don't get the Ratatouille one. And it's like, well, that's what people are into. But we're talking kids. We're talking little kids who are actually being destroyed and abused, assaulted, and hurt for somebody's pleasure. That person is just mentally ill. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I'm a walking in the rain. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, the nation's top political leaders remembered the late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole.
America has lost one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden saying Americans should follow in the footsteps of the distinguished senator. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell citing Dole's historic service in World War II and saying the veteran Kansas lawmaker always knew where he came from. The sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell is adjourning for the day. The British socialite is facing charges for her alleged role in helping to recruit young girls for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They heard from one witness on Thursday before one of the attorneys got sick and the day was called off. Prosecutors could rest their case Friday. USA Radio News. As crime continues to rise in cities across the country, Austin, Texas recorded its 88th homicide of the year last week. The most in the city since 59 were reported back in 1984. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden claims Austin government officials are the reason police officers are leaving the city.
Unfortunately, the people of Austin that run that city have worked very hard to talk down to the police and push them out of the city.
City residents voted against a referendum last month that would require the city to have two police officers for every 1,000 people. A pair of $100 million lawsuits have been filed by survivors of the Oxford High School shooting against the school district. The suit alleging the district and other officials failed to stop the attack that left four students dead and seven others injured. The superintendent of the school saying they will fully cooperate with the investigation. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have reached out about when is it going to get better in terms of the labor shortage, even though unemployment requests for unemployment had dropped in this last month, and it's seasonal hiring, and a lot of people, you know, they probably thought, look, I need some money, I need to work, etc. They might have gotten back. Sadly, we do see unemployment go up in January, and we have a very, very unique situation, nothing I have seen in all of my years on this earth, where we have jobs. We actually have jobs sitting there, and people don't want them. And so our argument a couple years ago of being careful, bringing in, having wide open borders and people competing for our jobs because we have homeless people and people out of work and unemployment, all of a sudden that flipped where people aren't as enthusiastic to work. Prince Harry said those people should be celebrated as they are not forcing themselves to work in a job that they hate. He said, you know, those people are putting their mental health first. They should be celebrated. Yeah, but, you know, one issue I had brought up is who's going to do the nasty jobs? I mean, you know, somebody's got to drain the rectal abscesses. Somebody has to save the drowning kid. Okay, we can't just always love our job. I posted a picture of a U.S. Coast Guard rescue driver, a diver, who apparently a car, there was an occupied vehicle, I don't know if you guys saw this, where a woman, I guess, accidentally, we aren't sure how this happened or on purpose, we're not sure, drove through a gate or a passageway and somehow got into Niagara Falls, into the water. And then I guess the car starts to be swept and it was just 50 yards from the brink of the American Falls, that big, you know, on the American side. And so a Coast Guard diver had to try and rescue her. Sadly, she was already dead. You saw him pull her up, but she had probably already drowned or hypothermia. So he opened up the passenger door, pulled her out, lifted her to shore, but you saw the winds, you saw the swift moving current, you saw him, you know, hold the body, and it was just the danger of, I mean, just, and so I actually, you know, posted that going, look, and I get Prince Harry, even though I really think he needs to butt out because he's kind of ill-timed with a lot of his messaging. You know, like, don't talk to us about how much money you lost leaving, you know, the royal family last year when people are suffering through a pandemic. You know, we're not really going to be upset about your $12 million loss or whatever. And I get he's trying to have his heart in the right place, and he's trying to support those who, you know, have been not liking their jobs and want to quit, but you don't understand. If we all go by the notion of, if I don't like the job or if it's too hard, I quit, no job is the most enjoyable. I mean, I love being on air. I love being in radio and all that, but, there's good days and bad days. And so if we learn to quit every time there's a bad day, nobody's going to work. I mean, just like with football, I'm sure Tom Brady has some bad days. And I'm sure we've even seen him have some bad days and extend that day to other people so they have bad days too when he yells at them. And the last thing you want is to be yelled at by Tom Brady or by Matt Ryan or by Aaron Rodgers or by Josh Allen. You do not want to be yelled at by these guys or Baker Mayfield. But they brush themselves off and get back into it. And so we have to be very careful with our messaging of, okay, well, you know, if you're unhappy at your job, and I've told you guys, I have been one of the first people to say, if you have a toxic boss, if you are in a toxic work environment, get the hell out. They don't deserve you. But if you're like, you know what, I don't want to flip burgers because, I don't like it on some days. I love flipping burgers. My Jack in the Box was one of my first jobs, and it supported me. I mean, I had to support myself, and that $4 an hour paycheck helped feed me and helped pay my rent. I loved that job. I just have memories of loving it. Did I really love it? I don't know, but all I know is in my memories I loved it. Maybe it's because it supported me. I don't know. But, you know, I think we're all kind of jaded now because we got to have free rent. Well, not all of us, but we had the eviction moratorium, so many of us had free rent and then obviously didn't pay up the 15, 16 months of free rent. We had unemployment benefits. We had additional money on top of that, additional tax credits. And so we have a situation where a lot of people were able to save up money. If I didn't have to pay rent or mortgage for 16 months, I could live on that for a good few years. So we created a situation with lockdowns and with a population desperate and needing to rely on these extra, I guess, I don't want to use the term handout, but these financial crutches that now we have people going, do I really need to go back to work? And it's a very, very scary time. And mind you, I can totally see both sides. I love my kids. I love my pets. It is so awesome. I get to work part of my day from home. I love that. I don't blame you guys for, you know, wanting to work at home, but work at home. The same thing with Prince Harry saying, look, you know, we should celebrate those that are leaving a job that are making them unhappy. You leave a job that makes you unhappy and you go to a new job. Absolutely. I get you. No sense working for a toxic boss like we're hearing this boss who fired a whole bunch of people on Zoom. Now, I don't know if he was right that they were only working 2 hours a day, so he fired them. Or was he being toxic? I don't know. But if you don't feel like that's a place where you could grow, you're being appreciated, you're being paid your worth, get the hell out. Absolutely. But then go to a new job. Going home and saying, you want to know what? I just need to do me. All right, I get we all need me, but are you going to do that for a week? Are you going to do that for a year? 2-3 years? You know, it's interesting with workers' comp injuries. Some of you have reached out saying, why is the workers' comp clinic sending you back to work? Why aren't they giving you more days off? You were injured. Should you have more days off? Well, it depends on the injury. But they learned early on in workers' comp medicine that the longer you're off the job, the harder it is for you to go back. And that's why most of the time they have you back within 48 hours. We're going to be, I can't say 48 months. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I wanted to. I really wanted to kind of, you know, use that whole 48 thing. It would have flowed nicely, wouldn't it? Well, I can't say. So here we are, right, at the 18-month mark, 2-year mark, whatever, of no work. You can't do it. You really get, you know, I have been out of my medical office now for about, I'm going to be going on 6 years, almost, of having left my medical practice to teach and to do full-time radio and to do telemedicine. I don't think I could go back to the stress of the clinic, to staff not showing up, to staff not doing their job, to patients not paying their bills. I love patients. I love my job. But the surroundings of that whole, you know, of the whole picture, I'd rather make less money and work from home. So I get that for some people that is commendable, but can we celebrate and commend these people who are putting their lives on the line as cops, firefighters, custodians, teachers? They're commendable for working. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Adalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember I told you guys yesterday about how you need to really be careful with some of your tech, because like these AirTags that Apple has, apparently some young women are reporting that they've gotten reports of an unauthorized accessory that's following them, and somebody stuck an AirTag in one girl's duffel bag to follow her, and people are putting it on cars, and our tech is going to probably lead to our extinction if we don't get smarter about it. Well, interestingly, when Amazon had their outage a couple days ago, this is crazy, thousands of people in the United States couldn't get into their house. Their refrigerators weren't working. Their Roombas that are supposed to clean their little vacuums. Because apparently this disruption that happened on Tuesday not only upended package deliveries, took down major streaming services, prevented people from even getting into Disney, I heard, but it affected voice assistant Alexa and Ring Smart doorbell unit. And so we're hearing that some people could not get into their house because they have a phone app and they weren't able to, I guess, multiple Ring. I don't know if any of you guys have that. Did any of you guys experience any sort of outage or inability to do what you do around your house? I'd like to hear about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So according to Mercury News, they said affected Amazon services included the voice assistant Alexa and Ring Smart doorbell unit. Irate device users tweeted their frustrations to Ring's official account, with many complaining that they spent time rebooting or reinstalling their apps and devices before finding out on Twitter that there was a general Amazon Web Services outage. Multiple Ring users even said they weren't able to get into their homes without access to their phone app, which was down. Some couldn't turn on their Christmas lights. Smart light bulbs stopped responding to voice commands. Basic household chores became impossible for some. Are we really that weak right now where we can't even like mop our own floor or turn on our own Christmas lights? They say the outage prompted people to reflect on the pitfalls of having a quote-unquote smart home that is overly dependent on not only the internet, but one company in particular. Those with quote-unquote dumb homes still had a fridge that was working. My home's a dumb home. I actually, you guys aren't going to believe this. Don't call me a boomer. I actually use a key to get into my house. I have a refrigerator that is plugged into an outlet. I don't have a landline anymore for my phone because I want to save money. But I have the basics. And you know what? I have a broom and a mop at the house. I might not use it all the time. I don't have a Roomba at the house. I like burning calories when I exercise. They say several of the affected AWS operations were on the East Coast. 9 hours later, they had resolved it. Interestingly, I was prescribing medication on my telemedicine platform. I work for a company, and we were getting prompts saying that there might be issues getting the prescriptions to the pharmacies because of what happened with Amazon. What the hell are we doing, people? I cannot stand this. I can't give anybody any sympathy. When we did this to ourselves, there was a hospital system that got hacked. And for days, they didn't have computer access. So I taught my students well. I'm like, they got this. No, apparently they didn't get this. You can't order a medicine. You couldn't order radiology. You couldn't even write out a sliding scale insulin because everything had to be in the computer. Now, in my office, before we went to electronic, and I never officially went to electronic because I closed it up before then, and I'm glad I did, that would have been a mess. But if we had a power outage, We would have the backup generator, and I would pull the patient's chart, and I could still see the patient. We had a power outage once. Luckily, we had a lot of windows and all that. And my patient was so nervous, like, oh, no, don't close. And you go, I go, why would I close? You're here, I'm here, I got your chart. I could still examine you and deal with your problem. Why would I close? Well, because if somebody else has a power outage, everything falls apart. Please don't let our food become automated. We want to replace people so badly because they sue employers or they don't show up to work or they force work closures or they steal or they... And so there's such a push for employers to figure out how to automate jobs. But we could be so, so vulnerable. And people will say, Dr. Dahlia, look, power outage only lasts a few hours. We'll be fine. How do you know that? I've seen Walking Dead. That power outage lasted, like, how many seasons? I mean, that was, they did not have power. And we are so vulnerable. If people can't get into their own house because they're reliant on a smart system, I would never be reliant on a computer. I know computers die all the time. Internet goes down. I really think we're being obtuse when we do that. Why make ourselves weak? Oh, nobody's going to hack us. Pipeline was hacked. Sony was hacked. Our electrical grids, water systems have been hacked. Everything is hackable. And in fact, Joe Biden gave a list to Putin of, I think, 9 entities to not hack. There might be a chance that he didn't include your particular power company on that list or your water power company. I don't get the list. I just don't get them. I don't get it. So Amazon right now is trying to regroup. They're now behind with Christmas shipping. They say this is going to threaten more log jams during Christmas season. It was an 8-hour outage. Shut down communications between the e-commerce giant and the fleet of thousands of drivers it relies on. It prevented drivers from getting route assignments or packages. So Amazon users couldn't communicate, or the disruption hit the app Amazon uses to communicate with the network of independent contractors who carry out much of their last mile shipping. Vans were just idle, sitting around. Not a good time, especially when a bunch of us need our toilet paper. They say some customers who were expecting packages on Tuesday were notified that delivery would be delayed. Okay, well then get your butts off the couch and go to a store. I mean, we got so reliant. I think I wouldn't be surprised if there is some Dr. Evil behind all this. And here we are where we get our food, we get our groceries, we get everything, you know, based on delivery, and then this delivery entity has more control than we want. We've really given too much control to one or two entities. We need backup systems. We need competition. And this was a cluster. And nobody's exactly telling us what happened, why it went down. There was a technical issue. So were we hacked? Was this hacking? Does somebody know the type of toilet paper I buy? I tell you guys, I like Charmin because it's soft. I like the softer, but I also buy what's on sale. I don't buy Amazon brand toilet paper because I don't know how soft that is, and I'm afraid. Could be okay. So for those of you that have a smart home, I get it, but just make sure you have backup. Make sure you can always get into your house. Make sure your fridge won't, like, die because it's... I don't understand why it's not plugged in. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.